producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Celebrate with us on the Good Day program, 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn on Good Day. At the controls in our studio in Washington is Rich McFadden, here at your service, on your side. The final countdown. Super Bowl 50 is here. The Denver Broncos versus the Carolina Panthers. 1, 2, 3, hike. So looking at the poll from yesterday.
No, Doug, you got to do it right.
What? Omaha.
That's right. Very good. Very right. Good Peyton Manning impression.
There you go.
Who do you want to win the Super Bowl is our question on the poll.
Manning.
36% of the people who listen to this program that participate in the poll said they wanted the Broncos to win.
Yeah, they're going to be
only
the popular
7%
favorite.
Want the Panthers. There's only,
we
Panthers
have,
only
we
been in the Super Bowl
up.
Twice, though, right? Since the history of the Super Bowl got started? And, well, this is the
who,
second
what?
Time they've been there. The Panthers,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Second
yes.
time?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so
we should follow that up with another poll now. Who do you think will win?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, Carolina's on fire. That quarterback, Cam Newton, is so good, but he's a lot younger than Peyton Manning. I mean, the hearts want to see Peyton Manning win one more Super Bowl so he can retire and be happy.
I mean, there are a few out there who say six out of the last 10 Super Bowls have been won by defenses, and the Broncos' defense is on fire.
Yeah,
and
their
they just
is on
could
fire.
Shut down Cam Newton.
All right, my important question is, why don't they use Roman numerals anymore?
Thank God they don't. Would you be able to know what the Roman numeral for 50
I know how
is?
To do
no,
Roman numerals.
You do
yeah.
not. Don't
what
lie.
What do you think the L is? Yes, I do.
Okay, then how? Don't look it up. How would you do? Tell me how you would do Super Bowl 50.
L.
Yeah, it's just the L.
Oh yeah,
that's all it is.
L. Okay, how about 54? No, 57.
L. What? L V one.
V one. Okay. Now 57.
L one V, isn't
two.
It?
L1V.
Yeah.
Now, Super Bowl 83.
The game starts at 6 o'clock.
Oh, you don't know 83,
Sunday.
Huh?
It'll be 83.
LXXX111. Or
I. But see, it's just such a pain to sit there because you have to, like, look at it.
I don't
it.
Know. Yeah. But that's why I was asking. Where did this come from? Why was the Roman numeral used at the beginning anyway?
I don't know.
Glad I asked that question.
We'll look it up here real
You're
quick.
You're so smart. Oh, because it's like in a coliseum.
All right, CBS has a live stream of this in addition to being on CBS the network. Wow, that'll be interesting to see how many people actually pick it up on the stream as well as on television. Mm. Jennifer has given us a number of things to do if we don't want to watch this on television. I'm trying to think of what I'm going to be doing. 6 o'clock.
You'd watch like the Puppy Bowl, wouldn't you? You'd
right.
That.
Yeah, at 6 o'clock I'll probably still be working. And then Madam, well, it's on CBS, so we get no Madam Secretary. Wow. We don't have any Good Wife. This
you got to watch it just for the pop culture. So we have something to talk about on Monday.
So the letter L apparently has too many negative connotations to it, like loser.
Really? No,
yeah, that so is. That's why they decided. So it looks like they'll be back.
Last year.
They'll be back next year.
114.5 million people watched the game. That's more than a third of the population of our country. This year it'll be bigger. They're charging more for the ads. There are a lot of people who are very excited about the Panthers. And there are a lot of people who love Peyton Manning. So this could be a pretty interesting reality. The third annual Kitten Bowl is on the Hallmark Channel.
Which you'll be watching.
Time. You're going to watch that?
No, you would probably watch the Puppy Bowl, wouldn't you? Over the Kitten Bowl.
The Puppy Bowl is on after the Kitten Bowl.
I have to admit, back in the day when they would put Beavis and Butthead marathons on opposite the Super Bowl, I would watch that at halftime instead of the halftime show.
Really?
Yeah.
Remember when the other networks would do a halftime show that you could flip to?
Yeah.
Yeah, they would make it. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, everybody tried. Now they don't even try.
Yeah.
Reruns of Maude.
Okay, so how are we going to have our pigskin pig out? What's going on at your house as far as grub is concerned this Sunday, Richie?
Big old crock pot of chili taken over to the neighbors.
Really?
Yep.
That's not even that bad for you, though. You should get a refund.
What? Eating bad?
Yeah, I mean, chili's really not bad for you.
No, it's not.
Kind of good for you.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I throw beer and chocolate and sausage and all kinds of things in it, so it gets a little bad.
All right, so there, I'm just looking at one site that suggests 188 million people may watch the Super Bowl.
And you won't be one of them. Do you feel left out?
Nope, not at all.
Don't care.
Not interested. Nah,
just don't care.
Nope, don't care at all.
It's your job. Your job
is to
care.
No, it's not my job. My job is to tell people what happens to them if they play football. And look at the stuff this week that came out about what happened. O.J. Simpson had one of the problems, apparently. I don't know if this is coming from his lawyer or not.
The doctor portrayed in the concussion movie that just came out says he would bet his life that O.J. Simpson was suffering from CTE when he murdered Nicole and, was it Ron? Yeah, Ron.
Mm-hmm. But I find interesting the sidebar here about human growth hormone, how to cheat at bodybuilding. Remember late last year, Al Jazeera published that report claiming that Peyton Manning's wife went to Bermuda or something to get HGH, and that's...
And then they retracted it because the kid that gave him the information said...
He was an intern.
And then right after that, Al Jazeera went out of business.
Right. Peyton Manning's a strong and powerful person.
Yeah. All right, so Coldplay is coming to halftime. Beyonce is going to show up at some point. And,
with Coldplay, because they have a duet now.
And somebody else, too, right?
Bruno Mars.
Coldplay has a duet with Beyonce.
Yes.
They're going to sing that on... Yeah, right, exactly. 5 million, almost, it was like 4.9 at the end. They started out asking, listen to this, you talk about a business. They started out asking $4 million for a 30-second spot. Now, last year it was 2.9 million. They started this year asking four, but by the time the push was on, they were able, this is like selling a house and putting it out at a regular price and two people want it, so there's a big, there's a bidding war. They got the price up to almost $5 million for the last three spots. You want the last three? What are you going to pay for them? Almost $5 million. So altogether, I believe, but I'm not sure about this. We can do the math. I think there are 34 minutes. So that would be 68 30-second spots. So multiply that times almost five times seven. That's $35 million. Isn't that right? If you figure out that... No, that's $350 million.
Yeah, I was about to say, that isn't enough.
Whoa! What kind of cash?
That's more than L.
You got to remember, it costs a chunk of change to buy the Super Bowl, the TV rights, so...
Yeah, I know it does. Well, listen, if people... If they're going to have that many, they figure 188 million people. It's a big deal, watching the Helen Mirren spot. Amazon has an Alec Baldwin spot. T-Mobile looks like it'll be a pretty good one. Do we have Clydesdales this year? Because there'll be a couple of. Are there going to be Clydesdales?
There are, yes.
I thought they'd given up the Clydesdales.
No, there's going to be one. I just saw a preview of it, actually.
Mm-hmm. All right, so are there any players beside Peyton Manning that we ought to know more about? And the new, what's the quarterback's name?
Cam Newton.
Panthers?
Superman.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
No.
Anybody else?
He says.
There's going to be a big
The guy's amazing. Cam Newton is an amazing athlete and quarterback. The dude is like 6'7".
How do you know he's not on growth hormones?
Doesn't matter. Guy's killing it.
Really?
Doesn't matter.
Kind of a thing is that. All right, so listen to these stats. You're talking about where you're going to, what you're going to eat. 325 million gallons of beer will be consumed on Sunday.
Just by Rich and I.
I'll do my share.
1.25 billion chicken wings will be eaten this Sunday.
I'm going to stay away from chicken wings for a few
8
days.
8 million pounds of tortilla chips will be...
I might indulge in some of those.
On Sunday as well.
You know how it's so funny? Some of the betting lines that you can do, forget the game. They actually have betting lines on what color Beyonce's shoes will be.
Oh, my God.
The odds are 3-2 black, 5-2 gold, brown. You can bet on white, silver, gray, any other color. You can also bet on which song Coldplay will play first during their halftime show.
Wow.
2-1 odds, Adventure of a Lifetime. Viva La Vida, your favorite song, Doug, 9-2 odds.
Really? All right, here's a secondary story that I find quite interesting. The story of Troy Haupt, H-A-U-P-T, 47-year-old anesthetists in Manteo, North Carolina. He revealed this week that he owns the only known recording of the first Super Bowl broadcast. The game was televised by CBS earlier on, NBC. They never saved the tapes of the earlier games. But this copy that this gentleman owns of a broadcast that launched the Super Bowl is worth, there were at that time even 100 million viewers. It's the only copy of this thing around anywhere. He found it somehow or other. I'm trying to remember what I saw about
this. It's a fascinating story.
Taped the game, apparently, when it was on TV.
He never really knew his dad. His mom and his dad divorced before he could really remember him. But his dad, on January 15, 1967, worked somewhere where he took tapes in with these reel-to-reel big video tapes and taped on two tapes the game. And it's the
Green Bay won it, by the way, over Kansas City, 35-10.
Yep, it's the only known copy. So he gets divorced, remarried, and then has cancer a few years later, and tells the ex-wife, "Hold on to these. They may be able to pay for the kids' education someday." So she throws them up in the attic. They're collecting dust. It's hot. It's cold. It's hot. It's cold. It's ruining the tapes. And fast forward about 25 years, and one of Troy's friends says, "Remember those tapes we saw up in your attic when we were kids?" Sports Illustrated says that they're looking for a copy of the first Super Bowl, and nobody has one. So he goes up and starts investigating these things and realizes it is, in fact, the first and only copy of the Super Bowl I.
Wow.
So he takes it to the NFL and tries to sell it, and they're like, not interested. So he lets him sit back in there, and he waits, and then Super Bowl 50 comes upon him, and he says, "You know what? I'm going to try it again." So he goes back, and he says, "I want $1 million. $1 million. And they're like, "Nah, we'll give you $30,000. And he says, "No, I'm going to hold out and try to sell to somebody else." So in the meantime, CBS comes to him and says, "We want to tell your story during the Super Bowl and the halftime show." And he says, "Sure, pay me $25,000. They said, "No problem." Super Bowl calls CBS and says, "Pass, you will not be interviewing him, and you will not tell his story on TV." And they call him up and cancel. Then they call Troy and they say, "Also, if you try to sell this tape to anyone else, we will sue you for copyright infringement."
Well, so but they don't have these. That's the bottom line. They do not have copyright of the first broadcast.
That's the argument.
They do not have it. This guy needs to sell this for as much as he can get and tell the NFL to stick it up their
butt. But then he's going
to
spend a whole $1 million defending himself in court.
Tons of money.
No, keep the money. Don't go to court.
Story. Yeah, we'll post it on Facebook.
It shows you what a bunch of bastards the people are who run the NFL. That's really, I mean, that's all with them. They don't care about anything but money. Nothing but money. They care about the health of the players. Nothing. 19 after the hour and good day.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation aneurysis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic volantate treatment or orthostatic muscle surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray woodlook tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now 23 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Friday the 5th of February. Our video of the day today, it is appropriate because it's a Super Bowl weekend. This video is from the NFL in Seal, actually. They remade a hit from the 90s, Kiss from a Rose. Remember that, Jennifer?
Yeah, from the Batman movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in this video, they have a group of children and young adults together who are known as Super Bowl babies. The data shows small booms in population in Super Bowl cities.
How much beer was consumed?
9 months right after the big game.
So if you
listen, if you got to see the video, it's very cool. But this is some of the audience.
I'd love to see the stats though. But what this is if your team won the Super Bowl, there's a boom in your city. It doesn't say anything about the losing Super Bowl. Small kids from New York. Colts fans.
They're all identified on the screen.
Cowboy fans. Well, they're wearing the garb of their team.
Yeah.
All right, listen to the words.
Nicely done. So you can check out the whole thing, the video and the audio, at DougSteffen.com.
And see if your team is represented. I haven't seen the Redskins yet. They'd be pretty old by now.
All right. Of note today, the passing of the founder of Earth, Wind, and Fire, Maurice White, has died at the age of 74. 90 million albums Earth, Wind, and Fire has sold. Hits like September, Shining Star, Boogie Wonderland. That's is great stuff. Very smooth. Oh, my God. Crank it up. At first, I didn't really care for them, but they grow.
Amazing.
Their music is so smooth. Unfortunately, Maurice White has been suffering from Parkinson's disease for quite a long time. And he performed for a while with it. Kept himself out there. But anyway.
He must have been diagnosed. He was diagnosed in the 90s.
Yeah, I think he was
94, so he was young.
I'd seen him in concert a couple of times, and I got to see him quite a while back, that they were at Jazz Fest 5 or 6 years ago, and he wasn't with them. It was Verdeen is with him, his brother, the co-founder. But we've had, actually, we had Maurice on the show years ago, and then we've had Verdeen in the last couple of years, and they're just amazing musicians. Incredible. I mean, if you see these guys live, there's no faking it. They are the real deal.
And you know, one of the things that's fascinating about groups like this, they have very little musical training. They just get it. They pick it up. They have it in their soul, their body, in their bones.
A lot goes into this music. I mean, it's complicated stuff.
Yeah, this, the way they did it, there's a lot of music.
Kind of African jazz, funk, and then they work those horns in, and it's big-time stuff, man.
Isn't
Johnny B. Good?
The horns were first introduced by Chicago. I was thinking back to when violins were first brought into pop music in the early 60s, late 50s, early 60s, and then the horns came in, and it sort of changed the feel, the pulse, if you will, of some of the pop music. But these guys, they certainly had it. There were four or five huge hits that they had, and maybe some of you don't remember. I remember going to a concert this past summer with Meredith, and we went to see the Spinners, and she said they had all those hits.
Yeah.
Same can be said of Earth, Wind & Fire.
Yeah. All those hits. That old funk and soul, man.
Yeah, and it grows. Everybody can like and appreciate it, and it crosses over sometimes. Different formats. You'll hear even once in a while, if somebody wants to make a statement, they'd play one of these songs on a country show just to get the attention of the audience. Anyway, again, the passing of Maurice White from Earth, Wind & Fire. We marked that a good day. 28 past the hour.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program going on and on and on. It's the Friday before the Super Bowl. Jennifer Horn is here. People are getting their parties ready for the weekend. Rich McFadden.
Got my chili ready.
Got his chili ready. Now, for the rest of the news, police in Oklahoma City arrested a man in a Chewbacca costume for illegally campaigning for a mayoral candidate identified as Darth Vader. I mean, no, that's going on there.
I'm surprised Chewie was campaigning for Darth.
Huh. Now, listen. Three pilots at Laughlin Air Force Base have received letters of reprimand, effectively ending their careers after texting each other song lyrics containing the word Molly, which is a slang term for the drug MDMA. An investigation found no evidence that they were actually using the drugs, but still they got booted by the Air Force. What is MDMA anyway? I don't know what MDMA is.
Sort of like an acid drug, right? Yeah. I mean, it's a hallucinogen.
Hey, as long as you're doing kind of fun stories, can I do my quickie? My quickie fun story today?
Oh, please. Yes.
Yeah. There's a guy in London who decided he wanted to make the cops mad by making it hard for them to pronounce his name every time he got arrested. So this is what he changed his name to.
I found myself appearing in magistrates' courts quite a lot, quite regularly. And I thought it would lighten proceedings quite a lot if I had a long and difficult name, which not only I could say in court, but they would be obliged to repeat back to me as well. So I changed my name to Oddsocks McWeirdo El Tutti Frutti Farto Hello Hippopotamus Bum. Now, 6 months later, I decided that maybe wasn't quite dignified enough, so I changed it again to Oddsocks McWeirdo El Tutti Frutti Mr. Farto Hello, Hippopotamus Bum. I think we can all live in cooperation as free individuals without hurting our fellow sentient beings. But I will have to work on it. The world is for sharing. And to this day, that is my full legal surname.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations. Officials holding students in their classrooms at Lehman High School in Texas while they investigated an alleged gun threat. They eventually determined that a student had misheard somebody asking for some gum. After Andrea Ellis cut her arm on some glass, her sister saw a Columbus police car passing by, ran out to flag the car down. Not a good decision. The officer approached the house, decided the family dog was a threat, pulled out his gun, fired. The dog was missed, but the four-year-old daughter of Andrea got shot in the leg, shattering her bone. And the officer, when he realized what he did, ran back to his car and drove away.
Oh.
I like that. Charges in a number of massage parlor arrests thrown out after it was revealed that three undercover Minneapolis police officers had contact with the suspects. After their names were revealed in court documents, the officers decided to sue the city, the county, and the state. They say their reputations have been damaged, and they have received negative comments about their work. Really?
Just 10 of them all.
Yeah. The Saudi religious police arresting the head of a kindergarten this week after a rainbow mural was painted on the building. Officials accused the school of promoting homosexuality.
Well.
Rainbow Coalition?
Yeah.
Get it?
Sure.
All right. Officers from the Generette, Louisiana City Marshal's Office storming into Scott and Nancy Landry's house pulled a family out at gunpoint after finding a stolen vehicle parked on the street outside of their home. The family wasn't involved in the theft at all. The marshal nonetheless insisted that officers acted exactly like we have taught them and trained them to do. So there's a car parked out in front of your house, and it isn't yours, but they come into your house and pull you out, assuming that it is. What great police work, huh? Gives you faith in the system. Here's the story of Jaman Wilson, who spent 6 months in the Harris County, Texas jail for robbery after the victim identified him in a lineup. First attorney kept pushing him to take a plea deal that would have sent him to jail for 25 years. So he got a new attorney who was apparently the first person to notice that in the cell phone photo of the actual robber, the criminal had tattoos on his neck and arms. Wilson didn't. After this was pointed out, the prosecutors dropped the charges. See, this is the kind of stuff where when we talk about the death penalty, these sorts of things happen all the time to varying degrees. So you want to send people to jail who are, the cases are handled by guys like this? Oui. All right, final story, Richie. Police in Finland asking the public to notify them if they see any restaurants selling pizza for less than $6. The police say there's no way anybody can sell pizza that cheaply unless they aren't paying their taxes. That's a good thing we don't live in Finland, I guess. Woof. All right, here's the story. Yesterday, when I flew from Los Angeles to Cleveland, where I am this morning, I went through Dallas. So on the flight from Dallas to Cleveland, one Johnny Manziel was sitting behind me. I was in row 3. He was in row 4.
Wow.
I didn't know who he was. Wouldn't have known him unless I asked after I got off the plane what all the attention was. He was talking to people in the airport. He was talking to people on the plane. He was talking to people when he got off the plane. He actually walked out in front of me. He was wearing a hoodie. And the folks at American had an escort, which is often what they do with celebrities. They'll escort them from one plane to the other to make sure that the public, when they recognize them, don't, you know, get in the way.
How was his mood? Was he happy?
I don't know. Yesterday, for those of you who don't know the case, Dallas police said yesterday there was insufficient evidence to warrant a criminal complaint against him in the charges of the alleged assault. Whether you believe that or you don't believe it.
Of his wife.
Yeah, and I just what struck me more than anything else on this was how people revere guys like this. Even though he comes across, or at least in this circumstance, there's a suspicion that he's a scumbag. All these people wanted to herd around him, and they wanted to touch him, and they wanted to talk to him.
It's all about the celebrity.
Yep.
Ah, jeez. All right, anyway.
But yeah, trouble for hitting the girlfriend, drinking multiple times, yep. Going through rehab, saying he'd get better, then he didn't. I mean, the guy's got real problems. I can imagine he's happy.
I'm looking at the newspaper here in Cleveland this morning. Big headlines. The Johnny Manziel thing, number one headline. Second headline, judge dismisses chicken suit.
Like a chicken suit?
Listen to this. A judge, this is in Mentor, which is where my pal Ted lives, Richie. Motion to dismiss a lawsuit filed by a resident who claims he was illegally intimidated into giving away his chickens. He acted as his own attorney's name is Martin Spear. He sued the city for theft and defamation of character, claimed the city overstepped its boundaries by making it a crime to keep chickens on your property. The crime is punishable by up to 60 days in jail. He has two bee colonies on his land, and he was coerced, he says, into giving away a very expensive rooster along with his 24 hens. The city continues to enforce its unlawful scheme upon me. There were various residents who were there to talk about this. I see a picture in the paper of this little house where his chickens were next to the driveway. Can't see that there's any harm being done here. It's just the kinds of things. Once again, and this is obvious. I mean, this is the headline. I'm looking at that. I wish I was on video. I'd hold it up and you could see the focus on this. When you get beyond the silliness or what seems like a silly thing, under the subheadline is, the headline is Judge Dismisses Chicken Suit. Subheadline, Plaintiff Cries Foul. Anyway, that's the thing that goes in the newspaper. There's two full pages of reporting on this. In a way, it sort of speaks to how we have disconnected ourselves from food, the source of food. When everybody had a cow, everybody had chickens, everybody had a sheep, everybody had their own garden.
You go to Columbia and you drive outside of the main cities, mm-hmm. and there's a cow tied up to every fence post.
Everybody's got a cow
running around.
Yeah. So what's the when did we become sophisticated?
I want to get chickens. I live in a suburb of Washington, yeah. D.C., and I thought, maybe I'll get two or three chickens and get my own eggs, right? And I live, quarter acre lot in the neighborhood, and my neighbor on my left and my neighbor on my right would certainly be fine. My house backs up to a park, so no big deal there. But I know that someday the county's going to say, you didn't get approval for these chickens, and slap me with a fine or take my chickens away.
Nah, just do it anyway, Richie.
No, that's what I'm going to do.
If they take your chicken.
Grow a pair.
Right.
Just do it. All right, in a moment.
A pair of eggs.
The fate of Julian Assange.
Here on
Good Day. All right, in the meantime, I would like you to remember how you used to look when you had all that hair. Now you don't have all that hair. What's the problem? Your hair is falling out. Well, listen to one of the listeners to the Good Day program. His name is Corey. He says, now my hair isn't falling out anymore. I bought what Doug said, and so last year I started using Provia, and now my hair isn't falling out. Everybody notices my hair is fuller. It looks richer. It feels stronger to me. I wish I'd done this a long time ago. Well, you can do it for yourself right now. If your hair is waving goodbye, thinning on the part behind perhaps the midsection of your head, call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia cleanses your scalp. The pores are opened up so that the follicles of hair that are underneath can grow back again. That's how the system works. We replace our cellular structure, depending on what the cells are, every 3 minutes, 3 hours, 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months. But in the case of your hair falls out, and if the pores are open, new follicles come up, and you'll feel the fuzz, especially if you're using Provia to cleanse everything. It'll give you a fuller, stronger head of hair, more vibrant. It has a volumizer in it so that when you're using it, even the hair that's left seems fuller and thicker because, you want that good look, frankly, don't you? You'd rather have a head of hair than not. Call 800-525-8319. Works for both men and women. If you have colored hair, no problem. Treated hair, no problem. 800-525-8319. I like to say you get your hair back or your money back. Guaranteed. In 3 to 4 months, you'll feel the fuzz or you get your money back. Try Provia. And when you mention Doug Steffen, they'll sell you, they'll not sell it to you. They'll sell you one bottle, you get two. Super Provia, which works even faster than the regular Provia. Help yourself to a great head of hair. Do it now while you're thinking about it, the all-natural way. 800-525-8319. Again, for Provia, to get your hair back or your money back, 800-525-8319.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Burger King? Listen, I'm a bit of an idea guy. Like croutons, I thought of that. I got a great idea to make your burgers better. Two words, buttery sauce, because that makes everything taste better. You with me?
Sounds good. It's almost as good as the new extra-long buttery cheeseburger from Burger King. Two beef patties topped with veggies and a rich buttery sauce on a toasted bun. Now just two for $5. Or mix and match with the flame-grilled chicken burger. Part of the two for $5 deal. The new extra-long buttery cheeseburger. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party. Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
48 past the hour on Good Day with Jennifer and Richie. It's Doug. The UN panel that was looking into Julian Assange ruled in favor of him today. You know, WikiLeaks, the hack-loving site, the secrets that they have exposed. Mm-hmm. It's been going on now, for 7, 8 years?
Many years, yeah.
Things, you know, about it, all the information.
It, because
the
they
US
are
military.
They're so hackable. Julian Assange is so hacky. He's a hacky. Yeah. He must have known, because over the last few days, he's been really mouthy on social media talking about how if the UN were, if they were going to rule against him, that he would surrender himself and take the jail. He had to know, right? Yeah. You don't make those statements if you don't know if you're Julian Assange. I can't see him wanting to go to prison.
What happened?
Yeah, but after a while, you live in the Ecuadorian embassy in London for 2 years.
Prison
you
in Brooklyn thinking, doesn't seem bad.
Exactly.
Oh, Pierre's got a view on this.
My name is Julian Assange. I live in the Ecuadorian embassy in London.
and the three tatas here are terrible.
Did you bring tatas? Is that what you said?
Three tatas.
Oh, free tatas. I thought they had free tatas.
Yes, well, I still have free tatas.
Free tatas.
Do you have free tatas, Jennifer?
What happened with that sexual assault on the Swedish woman?
They still want it.
They still want
They're trying to, they're the leaders in the ability to get him into their country to press charges. We're second place.
I see. Okay. There we go. All right, well, at least he's been exonerated by the U.N. We know how much credibility that has.
Absolutely.
51 past the hour here on today's Good Day program.
Free tatas for everyone.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
In your purse.
How come you have so many girlfriends?
I asked you first.
I don't know. I guess I never throw anything away.
Neither do I.
Don't
you shouldn't subject yourself to the violent dangers of these Chicago streets because your home life is unsatisfying.
Simple Mind singing Don't You Forget About Me, which was the number one song this week in 1985. And movie The Breakfast Club was number one this week as well.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need is a lobotomy and some tights.
What about that, Chucker? You must have a shot at me after that line.
You know, I did a revival showing of that film a few months ago, and it holds up very well. It's still a really good movie.
Doug, you would have been the principal in that movie.
I would have been a good principal, Richie.
You would have been the principal in that movie, yeah, the hard-nosed principal. Yeah.
That's me, Mr. Tough Guy. All right, so anyway, good way for us to get started.
Ally Sheedy.
Ally Sheedy. I remember I saw a part of this. I didn't see the whole movie, but I saw a part
of it. Great movie.
Ally Sheedy was good. Okay, number one movie, as I said, this week, 1985. Thank you very much. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with a preview of the movies that we can look forward to this weekend. If there is anybody who's brave enough to open up against the Super Bowl, let's find out about that in a moment here on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
All right, Chucker, what do we have to look forward to this weekend? Any good football movies other than Concussion? Has that maintained a sort of steadiness over the last month since it came out?
No, it's pretty much dissipated. It's pretty much almost gone from theaters.
Is it?
It didn't do. I think its total was less than $30 million. It didn't perform very well. But that's a good question. I guess if you ask me what my favorite all-time football movie would be, it would be Rudy.
Why?
Because I just think it's a great film. I love that
film. It's a great film.
I don't know the film. What's it about?
You'd love it, actually.
It's about a guy named Rudy Rudiger who wanted to go to Notre Dame College, I believe, in the 1970s, and he wasn't accepted, so he went to a community college and worked his way to getting into Notre Dame just to try to get on the football team. But he was undersized, and he had a hard time making it, and he made the practice squad, and for his last game of his last semester, they let him play one play at the end of the game. Sean Astin.
I sent you this DVD 10 years ago telling you it would be
excellent.
Your favorite movie, and you never watched it.
No, but
yeah,
I know.
Really good film. So anyway, opening this weekend in theaters, the Coen Brothers comedy Hail Caesar with George Clooney, Channing Tatum, and Scarlett Johansson. You know, they spent a lot of money to market this film. The tracking openings around $11 million. For the studio's sake, hopefully it's going to have legs. It appeals to more of an adult audience, so it should. Also opening, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, brought to us, Doug, by the producers of Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. I don't really know where the audience for this film is going to be, but it's also tracking at around $10 million. And then opening is one of those Nicholas Sparks tearjerkers, the Choice, which is tracking at around $8 million opening.
What other movies has he done?
The Notebook. He's done a slew of he's a novelist, and his novels have been turned into probably about 8 or 9 of them in the last 15 years.
I read one on a plane once.
Yeah.
I was so embarrassed because it looked like somebody had died by the time I got off the plane. I was crying. My eyes were red. It was horrible, but I couldn't put the book down.
So these are not Nora Ephron kind of movies?
No.
These are love stories where somebody dies at the end.
Tragic.
Yeah, they're
all the same.
Simplistic.
Really? Oh.
My wife hates it. She saw that movie, The Notebook, and she was like, why did I
So if they only bring in this kind of dough, how do they continue to get produced, Chuck?
Well, a lot of them have made a lot more money than this, but it appears that the interest is somewhat waning. Although, if they get a break even theatrically, and then they make their money on DVD, Blu-ray, and streaming, I'm sure the studio or the producers are very happy. And for a lot of films, that's pretty much the game plan, unless you got one of these big tentpole films like Star Wars. Of course, they want to make millions and millions theatrically. But if this thing breaks even in theaters, they'll be happy.
There it is, Chuck Curry, with our, let's see how these things fare on Monday. We'll check our box office totals.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.